from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Cruz, Trump, Clinton, Sanders pick up wins. 5 U.S. states held primaries or caucuses Saturday to make their picks for who should represent the Democratic and Republican parties in the race to become the country's next president. Republicans had events in 4 states, with frontrunner Donald Trump winning 2, Louisiana and Kentucky, and Senator Ted Cruz winning the other 2, Maine and Kansas. Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich trailed in all 4 states. Trump spoke to supporters late Saturday.
It's been a really an amazing night, and I'll tell you what, I've been in competitions all of my life. There is nothing so exciting as this stuff. Nothing. Winning deals or winning club championships or whatever you want to say, there's nothing like this. It's really exciting stuff and very important.
On the Democratic side, Senator Bernie Sanders won the Kansas and Nebraska caucuses, while former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton posted an overwhelming win over Sanders in the Louisiana primary.
Today, Democrats caucused and voted in Louisiana, Kansas, and Nebraska. I want to congratulate Senator Sanders for running a strong campaign. I am thrilled we're adding to our pledge delegate count. I'm grateful to everyone who turned out to support us, but now all eyes turn to Michigan.
Clinton actually won more delegates than Sanders and maintains a significant lead in the delegate count, with 1,121 delegates compared to 479 for Sanders. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide attack outside the Iraqi capital today has killed at least 30 people and wounded scores of others. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled car into a security checkpoint in the city of Hila, located south of Baghdad. The checkpoint was filled with dozens of cars awaiting entrance into the city. More than 40 people were wounded in the attack. No one has claimed responsibility for today's bombing. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his security forces have uprooted loyalists of Islamic State, or Daesh, in Afghanistan. Addressing lawmakers at the opening of parliament in Kabul today, he said IS is one of the elements in the current Afghan conflict, but it is only fighting to promote its own extremist ideology and interests. Ghani said, "We can say with pride that today Afghanistan is the only nation where Daesh is on the run. They are on the run in Nangarhar and Afghanistan, and will be their graveyard." Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today welcomed a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden.
He
said the visit is testament to the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. Netanyahu made the comments during a weekly cabinet meeting. Biden's last visit to Israel in 2010 sparked a diplomatic spat with Washington, when Israel announced settlement construction plans during Biden's visit. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. Fico calls the likely new parliament a big mishmash, and he may have a hard time putting together a new coalition government. The exit poll by Slovakia's Markiza Television gives the ruling Smer party 27.3% of the vote, lower than what had been predicted. An electorate fed up with corruption and low wages for teachers and nurses may have cost him votes. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a strong warning to Taiwan and its incoming independence-leaning government. According to the official Xinhua news agency, President Xi told delegates to the annual meeting of China's parliament today that Beijing will resolutely contain Taiwan independence secessionist activities in any form and will never allow them to split again. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.